Good afternoon. Grace McDonald here on the Northern Ag Network with today's Ag Headlines. The Fort Keogh Livestock and Range Research Lab will be celebrating its 100th year anniversary on May 30th through the 31st. From an Army cavalry to one of the largest agricultural research stations in the country, the Fort Keogh Livestock and Range Research Lab has played a significant role in the expansion of agricultural research in Montana. General Nelson Miles established Fort Keogh as a military reservation in the late 1800s, shortly after the Battle of the Little Bighorn. General Miles named the fort after Captain Miles Keogh, who served under General Custer during the battle. The post became a remount station for the military in 1909, processing more horses than any other remount station during World War I. On April 15, 1924, the War Department transferred it to the Department of Agriculture for agricultural research. Join the celebration by RSVPing to the event at USDA's ARS page.
Waiting for opportunity to find the right insurance? Whether you're looking for a lower rate, in the market for a new home, a business owner, or just looking for a local agent with experience and a proven track record of success, there's no better time than now to talk about your opportunities. Contact your local Mountain West Farm Bureau insurance agent or visit online at MWFBI.com. Earning trust every day for 75 years. Mountain West Farm Bureau Insurance.
If you need bulls this breeding season, check out the Wyoming Livestock Roundup at WYLR.net as we cover Wyoming and seven surrounding states in the Rocky Mountain region with our weekly ag newspaper. Hi, this is Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. If you need information on bulls, bull ads, or bull sales, or for a first-time free subscription of 6 weeks, please give us a call at 1-800-967-1647.
Terry Antilli has been named the next director of the Montana 4-H Center for Youth Development. MSU Extension's 4-H program includes 17,000 youth and 3,000 volunteers. Previously, Antilli held the position of Agriculture and Natural Resource Specialist at MSU and will now be serving as the state program leader. Antilli said she aims to build a community of support and trust while providing connections, education, resources, and skills that empower 4-H members and volunteers. The University of Wyoming has released recommendations for alfalfa weevil management in concern about insecticide resistance. The free tool is based off of a study done in Sheridan, Wyoming, on how to maximize alfalfa weevil control, including monitoring techniques and treatment costs. Co-author Scott Shell said that to keep low-cost insecticides effective going forward, it may be necessary to switch modes of actions annually or consider using cultural control methods such as early harvest. Grace McDonald, Northern Ag Network.